Chairman Guerra leaves lasting impact on community. Texas border business. Port of Brownsville, Brownsville, Texas. As Chairman Esteban, Steve, Guerra prepares to conclude his service on the Brownsville Navigation District, BND, Board of Commissioners, he reflects on his 8 years of leadership marked by economic growth, regional opportunity and a commitment to serving the people of the Rio Grande Valley. First elected to the Brownsville Navigation District Board in 2018, Guerra was appointed chairman in May 2022 and reappointed in 2024. During his tenure, he helped guide the Port of Brownsville through a period of continued growth and investment, while championing initiatives focused on sustainable economic development and the creation of quality jobs for the region. A Brownsville native with a background in international business and economic development, Guerra noted that his decision to serve on the Navigation District was rooted in a long-held belief in the port's potential. When I decided to run to serve as a commissioner of the Port of Brownsville, I always saw the potential, he recalled. I believed the port was primed for success. Working alongside fellow commissioners and port staff, Guerra focused on establishing a long-term vision for the organization and building on the foundation created by previous leadership. We worked hard with the commission and staff to develop a vision of where we wanted to take this board and the new levels we could reach together, he said. I'm confident in saying that we achieved those goals. Guerra, who studied international business at the University of the Incarnate Word in San Antonio and previously served as chairman of the Greater Brownsville Incentives Corporation, viewed the port as a key driver of regional prosperity. I thought it was going to be the economic engine, and I turned out to be correct, he added. You've seen what the Port of Brownsville has become for the entire region. While he points to many accomplishments during his time in office, Guerra shared that the relationships formed throughout his service remain his proudest achievement. The commission, the staff members, the people who put in the hard work day in and day out, they became family, he said. I leave it in what I believe is a better place than where I found it. Throughout his tenure, he emphasized the importance of remaining connected to the community and listening to the concerns of constituents. The BND belongs to the people, Guerra said. Every decision that I made was on behalf of the people of the Navigation District. He described his leadership style as collaborative and consensus-driven, emphasizing respect and communication among board members. I don't seek consensus, I form consensus, he said. We all had priorities and goals, but ultimately, every decision had to be made in the best interest of the Port of Brownsville. Reflecting on his legacy, Guerra expressed hope that he will be remembered for serving with integrity and selflessness. I did it for the right reasons, he said. I did it with honesty, integrity, and zero self-interest. We did it for the progress and success of our community. To future board members, he offered a simple but steadfast piece of advice: always put the interests of the port and its constituents first. Sometimes you will be faced with tough decisions, he noted. But it's important to show up, vote your conscience, and always do what is in the best interest of the Port of Brownsville. Looking ahead, Guerra remains optimistic about the future of the Rio Grande Valley and the people who call it home. Our South Texas values and hardworking people are what give me hope, he said. We will continue working for the prosperity of South Texas and future generations. Information source: Port of Brownsville.